One of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is on the campaign trail this evening in the battleground state of North Carolina, where he told supporters in Winston-Salem that if Democrats are elected this November, people of the left will take over the country.
These people are stone cold crazy. You don't want to be dealing. Meanwhile, Biden, he doesn't say a word about the thousands of African Americans who are murdered each year as a result of violent crime in Democrat controlled cities. They're murdered by the thousands, and they never, ever mention it.
Earlier, he spoke in Jupiter, Florida at a campaign rally. While there, he signed an expanded drilling moratorium for the Atlantic Ocean to an existing moratorium one, which had only covered the Gulf of Mexico. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer on Tuesday warned that a forthcoming GOP coronavirus proposal is non-starting.
The two congressional Democratic leaders in a joint statement said the pared-down Republican bill is headed nowhere. Pelosi and Schumer said this proposal is laden with poison pills Republicans know Democrats would never support. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is prepared to force a vote as soon as this week on a forthcoming pared-down GOP coronavirus proposal. The GOP bill is expected to include a federal unemployment benefit, another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, more money for coronavirus testing in schools, as well as liability protections from lawsuits related to the virus. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More than a dozen California firefighters trying to protect a fire station from being consumed by flames were overrun by the blaze Tuesday, and several were hurt. Flames destroyed the Nacimiento station in the Los Padres National Forest on the state's central coast. They suffered burns and smoke inhalation, and three were flown to a hospital in Fresno, where one firefighter was reported in critical condition. California's already set a record with 2 million acres burned this year, and the worst part of the wildfire season is just beginning. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 632 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIFE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. Fifth Season Financial cares, and we're there for you for life. Text LIFE to 411-411. Text LIFE to 411-411.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump plans to make a campaign stop this weekend in Reno and here in Las Vegas. The Trump campaign says Air Force One will land at Reno Tahoe Airport on Saturday afternoon with the Great America Comeback Rally scheduled for Sunday evening. That is at the Cirrus Aviation Building near McCarran Airport here in Las Vegas. No word yet on how The Trump campaign plans to conduct the rallies due to Governor Sisolak's COVID-19 mandate banning public or private gatherings of more than 50 people. Well-known real estate broker Scott Gregson will serve 8 to 20 years in prison for the drunk driving crash last year that killed a mother of three and injured three others. The grandson of the former Las Vegas city mayor pleaded guilty in February to one count of DUI resulting in death and one count of DUI resulting in substantial bodily harm. Before being sentenced Friday morning, Gregson expressed remorse for the senseless accident and the choice he made that day. Game 2 of the NHL's Western Conference Finals is about to begin any moment with the puck drop. The Golden Knights, who trail 1-0 in the best-of-seven series, will start Robin Lehner at goalie. He's 8-4 this postseason.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, we're still getting your typical late afternoon heavy flows as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, both directions, mainly between Sunset and Sahara. Do look for reduced speeds on the Beltway to 215 west of Valley Verde, 215 east at Green Valley.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. I am so pleased to have back with us, and I love having her on. She is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how was your Labor Day?
Oh, it was great, Kevin. Hope you enjoyed yours as well. I can't complain.
I was a blob for the entire weekend. Did you get out and actually do something?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I was up in northern Nevada, and I got out of Nevada today, luckily, with those winds we're having there,
and the dust,
California smoke. So
oh yeah, it's just awful, and it's one of the few times when wearing the mask is not a bad idea because you're trying to keep all that dust out of your system. I want to ask you though, speaking of the mask, is it different when you travel to northern Nevada? Is it different how many people are wearing masks than Southern
Not
Nevada?
Really. I mean, it's a statewide quote-unquote mandate that the governor, of course, has handed down. It was 15 days to flatten the curve. We're now looking at about 180 days, and the curve is actually buried. And so I don't really see any relief in sight from the muzzle, as I call it. Everyone's kind of forced to wear the mask. They don't like wearing masks. Most people that I've talked to can't wait until the virus is over November 4th, right after the election. And, you know, I was in a variety of public spaces, casinos, et cetera, and, you know, they're basically just doing a CYA and enforcing the mask policy because they don't want to have the mask Nazis from OSHA or whatever government agency come in and fine them ridiculous fines for someone not pulling down their mask, lifting up their mask, pulling down their mask and lifting up their mask every time they take a drink of water or perhaps puff on their cigarette. Which actually contaminates the mask more. I mean, it's not based in science. biological science, this mandate is based in political science. This is a measure of control. It's not a measure of health.
Well, you know what? I think when the history books start writing about, you know, this period from May 17th on to whatever it might be, that I think people, that the historians are going to laugh at us, and they're going to say we were played. I mean, I really honestly do, that the masks don't matter, the 6 feet of separation doesn't matter, and it's a crapshoot.
Well, washing your hands has always mattered. I've never hummed the birthday song when I washed my hands, but all of a sudden washing your hands now has become some sort of new, you know, health, standard. But nonetheless, it depends on who writes those history books.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the biggest psychological behavioral operations that we have ever witnessed, and I hope to never witness again. One of the worst things I've ever seen in this whole entire cabal is masked children. I consider that child abuse. Sweden is certainly laughing at us. I don't know if you've seen the latest numbers on Sweden, but they've never locked their economy down. They never forced quarantine. They never masked their citizens. They let the citizens take their own responsibility and risk. And as I've said since the get-go, and their numbers, by the way, are minimal, and their economy has not been tanked, and their suicides and depression numbers haven't spiked. What we want, actually, is herd immunity. We want more and more people to actually get the virus so they can build antibodies. There's two ways that you get antibodies. You get the flu, which is exactly what this is. I actually had a woman tell me that it's not the flu. It's the flu. It's a virus, and from the virus, you get a flu. And it's a Chinese virus, and it's called the COVID flu. And so there's two ways you get the flu. You either walk outside and get the flu and recover. You have a 99.96% chance of recovering from this flu, unless, of course, you have multiple comorbidities. Or you get a vaccine, and that's the way you build antibodies. And, oh, by the way, the vaccine is not a cure. We have a flu vaccine, and actually for, I think it's MERS or SARS, and people still die from the flu at a greater rate than that flu than this flu. Literally more children die from the standard flu than have died from the COVID. And so this, again, is a behavioral psychological operation, a political operation, and where we see the lockdowns, if lockdowns worked, we've been locked down since March 17th. If lockdowns work, we should be out of lockdown. We shouldn't see the number of spike in cases. If masks work, we shouldn't see a number or a spike in cases.
That's incredible. By the way, the President of the United States just finished up a speech about an hour and 15 minutes in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, this after doing another hour and 15 minutes in Florida and in Jupiter, Florida. Joe Biden, Megan, Joe Biden, his public schedule was empty. Any surprise there?
No, Basement Biden or Hiding Biden. I think those are the two latest nicknames.
I love that. I love that.
With, and they stick, and they're actually very accurate. Biden now is just trying to get out into the campaign trail because he sees the political polling numbers, the winds shifting in Trump's direction. You have to get out there and campaign. I mean, if Hillary Clinton learned anything, except for the fact that she lost, which she hasn't seemed to understand yet, but if she learned anything, you have to get out there and campaign. You can't avoid Wisconsin. You can't avoid Michigan. You can't avoid Pennsylvania or the swing states. If Democrats have their way, and should Joe Biden, God help us, win in November, the first thing that the Democrats will do is try to eliminate the Electoral College because they want to eliminate all the voices outside of California and New York. And God help us if California and New York ends up deciding our countrywide election for president. And so Joe Biden is getting out to Michigan, I think, tomorrow. And I'm
Warren, Michigan.
Pardon?
Warren, Michigan.
Correct. And I don't think that he's going to be able to sustain an hour and 15-minute speech. He can't even stand up for 15 minutes and give a coherent speech. And he certainly isn't going to take questions from the press. And if he does take questions, those questions will be pre-selected. And there certainly won't be any more digging or alternate or subsequent questions that comes from the lapdogs in the media.
I want to ask you, because we've learned that the president is coming to Nevada not once but twice in 2 days. He's going to be in Reno on Saturday. He is going to be in Vegas on Sunday night at Cirrus Aviation. He's going to do one of those, what I call the hangar speeches. The fact that they're coming to this town or to the state twice, does that underscore the importance of this state to the Trump campaign, that this really is going to be a battleground state?
Yeah, you know, Nevada has always been a battleground state. We've always gone from Democrat to Republican, blue and red. But this time it's a little different. It's different than 2016. Trump only lost by 27,000 votes, and many of that was because many people just didn't show up. I think everyone's going to show up this year. And my neighbor, for example, was a Hillary Clinton supporter in 2016. She's now supporting President Trump because of Governor Sisolak's mandate, which has caused her to be out of work now for 6 months. And she said to me, and I believe there is many more independents in this state than other states, and we see the independent polling numbers favoring Donald Trump. She said to me basically that if a man that can build the economy to greatness like he did up to COVID can certainly build this economy again and get her back to work. And I think that's the sentiment amongst many women, many independents, and also Democrat voters that see that the Democrat Party has left them. They have not necessarily left the Democrat Party. You have a hijacking of the Democrat Party by radicals, and we're witnessing this from the likes of Kamala Harris, as well as Joe Biden. He basically is just a Trojan horse for their socialist agenda.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about another voting group, people of color. And more of them in national polls, state-by-state polls, are moving into the Trump column. This is incredible what's going on. We'll tell you more about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could call them right now, in fact. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Megan Barth joining us, ReaganBabe.com. We've been talking about the race, the fact that we've got 2 presidential appearances in the state in a span of 2 days, Saturday in Reno, an afternoon speech, and then the speech at 7 o'clock on Sunday night at Cirrus Aviation. It will be one of those hangar speeches. Is this a good indication, Megan, when you see the president doing 2 events today? He did 3 events a week or so ago in 1 day, and you got Biden still doing nothing. He's going to Warren, Michigan, as you mentioned earlier, tomorrow. But to me, the American public, are they smart enough to gather that Joe Biden is just slow and sleepy and can't keep up with the pace of the president of the United States?
Well, some are and some aren't. However, when you look at the numbers, some polling numbers, I believe it was from the Harris poll last week, came out, and it's a good poll in the fact that their demographics are usually the same. The pool is normally the same. They redid the poll from a 3-month time frame, and they saw an increase in 10% amongst Black American voters as far as approval for Trump. And right now, the Black American approval for Trump is in the 20% range, if not higher. Now, President Trump garnered 8% of the Black vote in 2016, and I think that number will double. The problem that Democrats are having is, especially in the inner cities, is the amount of violence. We had another 50 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. You see the violence escalating by 300% in some areas in New York. When you poll Black Americans or those people of color that are directly impacted by this violence in Democrat-run cities, they actually don't want to abolish the police. They need more police in order to keep their streets safe. At a pancake house in Chicago, an 8-year-old, 5 people were shot, and an 8-year-old was killed in a shooting. And so violence is plaguing these inner cities, directly impacting people of color, and the Democrats don't have a solution. Many of these Democrat cities have been run by Democrats for a century. Chicago, 80-plus years, and you look at St. Louis, et cetera. The whole entire police force, actually, in Rochester, Minnesota, led by a Black police chief, just resigned because of the mobs of Democrats that are attacking the Rochester Police Department. So in a time, actually, when these violent cities need more policing, Democrats are on the wrong side of the law and protecting the lawless instead of the citizens, the law-abiding citizens.
Is that why, Megan, that we see more and more people of color? And you mentioned the numbers that if they actually do double, if you go from 8% to 20%, I've seen some of the polls 24% and even 35%. If that happens, what happens to that Democrat niche vote? I mean the all these little niche groups. Blacks, gays, Hispanics. If all of a sudden these things get turned upside down, what happens to their coalition?
Well, the Democrat Party is no more. The Democrat Party will become the party of sanctuary cities and illegal aliens, and there's certainly not enough. And illegal immigration actually disproportionately impacts communities of color, specifically Black communities. And so the Democrat Party is trying to weave their way amongst all of these silos, as you refer to, all of these, you know, subgroups, and trying to differentiate the subgroups instead of unifying those groups. And that doesn't make for a winning strategy, as we see in their poll numbers. And this is why the Democrats always resort to the race card, because they think that type of hyperbole will once again fool people of color. When you realize what Trump has done for people of color, specifically with the First Step Act, with opportunity zones, with investments in Black colleges, etc., and just the economy in general, the calls of racism fall flat in the face of these strong numbers. And so the Democrats like to treat these groups as a monolithic group of victims. Actually, the people of color are victims of the Democrat Party, especially if they live in these inner cities.
That's incredible. Vaccines. The president is saying that he fully expects that there will be some sort of vaccine on or before a certain date. And, of course, that date is November 3rd. Will you take the vaccine?
No.
Why not?
I've never taken a flu vaccine in my life, and I'm not about to start.
Wow. So it's vaccines in general, not this vaccine, that you object to?
No, I actually don't object to vaccines at all. I think that going from maybe 4 vaccines when I grew up to now like 38 is a little bit much. But I don't take flu vaccines. My stepdad was a doctor for 50-plus years. He held 16 patents. He was a renowned surgeon, and he told me never get a flu shot, and I'm never going to get a flu shot. A flu vaccine does not protect you necessarily from the flu. Like I said, it's not a cure. People running around or harboring, you know, in place or sheltering in place waiting for a vaccine, go outside if you don't have any comorbidities. Get the flu that way. You have a 99.96% chance of survival, and guess what? When you come out healthy at the end, you'll have antibodies. I would rather get antibodies naturally than through some concoction cocktail designed in a laboratory.
Wow. Final question, and this involves the economy and the race. 2 months, 56 days, supposedly. And we got, the first debates on September 29th. What is this election going to fall on? Is it going to be getting a vaccine in place before November 3rd? Is it going to be the economy? Tell me about the economy and where we are. Are you convinced we're on the right track economy-wise?
For now, as long as Trump is president, I mean, we've seen what he did up until February. We had the lowest unemployment numbers in 70 years of recorded history, the lowest unemployment numbers across all demographics, women, men, Black, Hispanic, Asian, etc. If there's one person, as my former Democrat neighbor had said, that can rebuild the economy, it is this president. When you look at the policies of Joe Biden, and this is why the Democrat National Convention didn't focus on his policies, it's all about raising billions and billions and billions of dollars in taxes, taking the corporate rate from 21% to 28%, taking the individual rate from 39% to 52%. They want, the Democrats want more of your money to spend on their pet projects, like